This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Morning Run 8:48, Wednesday, the 9th of March, and we're continuing our coverage of the Johor State elections. And this time, we'll be looking at another party contending for the Saturday state elections, and that is Berjuang. They are contesting for 42 seats out of a total of 56 that are up for grabs.
It's going alone without a partner or under any coalition, meaning that it will need at least 30 seats on its own to form a secure state government. While the party might be new, its founder is no stranger to Malaysian politics, as he is none other than Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. But will the Mahathir name be enough to entice Johorians to cast their ballots for Berjuang? What will Berjuang be fighting for down south, and how likely will they come out on top?
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Dato' Dr. Sharuddin Saleh, Johor Chief of Berjuang. Good morning, Dato'. Now, Johor is the traditional heartland of UMNO, and there are also several other Malay-based parties with longer legacies than Berjuang vying for dominance. What does Berjuang offer that isn't already on the table?
Well, inshallah, we are ready to form a government which is clean, strong, trustworthy, and free from malpractices. That is the main thing that we are offering to the people.
But everyone's offering that, isn't it, Dato?
Pardon me?
But everyone is offering that, isn't it?
Yeah, but in practice, they are not.
Okay, but
so we are actually better than that. We not only in slogan and what we are talking, but also we are
okay.
Working on it.
But yeah. Tell me how you're different then in offering that clean government.
The clean government, surely, first of all, we like to ensure that no one could, our leaders could not involve in corruption, you know, work to the according to the law, and never bend to any request for, like, for example, to against the law.
Okay, so does this mean that if there's any allegations, and I'm saying just allegations or hint of corrupt practices among any of your candidates or politicians, you would actually honestly force them to resign? Because in Malaysia, we seem to have a hesitation when it comes to things like that.
Yeah. If anyone, later on, they are involved in corruption, for example, they should step down.
Okay.
That is the oath that we are taking. I mean, we are saying that.
All right. So, Dato, one thing about Malaysian politics and winning seats is that party machinery is key. And you're a new party. So I'm curious, what kind of grassroots support do you have? I mean, how many members does Berjuang have?
Well, Berjuang is not a new party. It is a newly registered party. That is must be clearly stated, you know. We are actually known to people. For example, our chairman is Tun Mahathir.
Of course.
You just mentioned his big name. People would surely would follow him, you know. In terms of members we may, yes, okay, I could say that we don't have many members.
So how many do you have?
But we have many supporters.
How many members do you have?
That is a secret, I think.
It's a secret? Well, I think if you're talking about clean and transparent government, you should be quite transparent about that, no?
The figure with me, easily, yeah.
So, but goes back to grassroots support. I mean, what is the indication you have to actually carry out proper campaigning in 42 seats? Are you going to be stretched too thin?
Pardon me, again, I can.
I mean, going back to grassroots support, because you're, you know, I'm just curious, and you've decided to contest in 42 seats. Does this mean that Berjuang is stretched too thin?
Well, when we go down to people, for example, especially even in a town or in the rural area, you know, and when we mention about we are from Berjuang, is the candidate, you know, they would say they don't object it. I mean, they don't say that, you know, what party is this? We don't know you, okay? We don't trust you and so on. But we are well received. I mean, I'm quite confident that we would be able to form minimum number of
how many seats, yeah. You're contesting in 42 seats. How many seats are you going to win?
Yeah, more than 30.
You sure?
Yes, why not?
So you don't.
The reason why we're contesting your party too.
So you don't think that you'll have to end up partnering with other parties or coalitions, such as even PN or PH, should the results come up short and you need more seats to form a state government?
Yeah, we would. I mean, get together. I mean, with other party. As long as they are holding the same principle with us.
So when you mean same principles, who does it exclude then? Will it then only just be Pakatan Harapan?
It can be. There are many actually, but we also could see individually.
That's lacking principle, isn't it? Why not just decide to form a coalition and partnership before the election and go and build a winnable government?
We have the experience before with PH whereby, you know, if we, for example, four parties get together, we they have four heads, you know, that will definitely difficult to come up with what a consensus actually.
So you need to basically build enough power to basically call the shots. Is that what you want?
Yeah. We have want to be solo and then we can have a big number of seats and then we can, you know, rule with our own principle.
But the issue is that with so many parties and including yours coming into the fold, doesn't it then split the opposition vote and then in the end nobody wins because then you won't get this clean dynamic government or that everybody purportedly wants?
Well, I trust the people. They will vote the party which is, you know, they think that can pursue what they want, you know. I think there's a choice in the democratic way how we could, people choose.
So,
up to them.
Okay, let's shift from politics to actual policies. Tell me what specific policies is Pejuang going to offer to the Johorians and how is it different then from all the other political parties? You talked broadly the themes about having, you know, clean and all that stuff, but tell me exact policies, please.
For example, we will revive the economy.
For example,
in the agriculture sector, whereby we want to attract more youth to involve in agriculture sector. We will make it more attractive to the youth, you know, rather than as it is today, people think that agriculture sector is a sunset industry.
Mm. Hold on. So
we will modernize the agriculture sector.
So your view is that to modernize Johor's economy, you should focus on the agriculture sector and get more youth to participate on it. Okay, tell me how we plan to get more youth to participate in the agriculture sector.
Yeah, instead of they have to work in the sun, you know, in the open field, we think of they should work in the shade, in the building, the big building, you know. So everything is computer controlled, the air, the water, the fertilizers, the pesticide and so on. So it is more attractive to the youth, like in the West, whereby, you know, now agriculture, now they are doing it not in the open, but in the building.
Okay.
Big building, yeah.
And I'm also curious, and this is more a philosophical question about Pejuang itself. And his name has been brought up more than once in this conversation. And then, of course, that is Tun Dr. Mahathir. But do you think it's wise to hinge the party's existence and popularity with just one man?
Well, we can't deny Tun Mahathir. You know, he's a big name. Mahathir is synonymous to Malaysia. You know, cannot be separated. Mahathir is an institution by itself. When we go abroad, for example, people will ask us, where are you from? We are from Malaysia. Oh, Mahathir.
But isn't the party more than just one man?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should be our own strength, actually. But, you know, anything, when we mention one name, you know, people trust us. And so, people will follow us.
Yeah.
So the brand is very important.
But
like an Apple, for example, synonymous to Steve Jobs. Microsoft to Bill Gates. You know, you mentioned Bill Gates, people will contribute. People will follow him. We talk about Mahathir, people will follow Mahathir. People will follow
Pejuang. Yeah, but that's the thing, Dato. The two names that you mentioned, the two CEOs, they've actually resigned. They no longer run the company, although they did start it, right? So is there a legacy beyond Mahathir? What is Pejuang's future?
Always there is a future. You know, we stay. The struggle will continue, you know, to ensure that the country is stable, safe, and free from corruption.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Datuk Dr. Sharuddin Masaleh Johor, Chief of Pejuang, giving us his views on what they intend to run on in their campaign. We heard clean many times today, didn't we, Philip?
We did. I think for specifically for Pejuang, the question is that how do you kind of decide to build your own political agenda and policies and try and decouple that a bit from the personality that's very big, right, which is Tun Mahathir? You know, you want to recognise, and I think they believe that the brand is very important, that personality.
It is.
But it is given. It is given and very important, but how do you move forward, right, is also the big question. You can't just stand on just personality, in our view.
Yeah, it's just that the Johor State elections is going to be very interesting. I think, you know, there's going to be many questions in a very crowded field. What does each party represent? And so far, they've said similar things, right? Very similar, clean integrity. They want to rebuild the economy. They're concerned about bread and butter issues. But delivery is always what we want. And I think there is a sense of political fatigue. So hopefully there will be strong voter turnout. People will give this whoever wins a new mandate to run the government. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.